Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's a nutritious smoothie of creamy, fresh yogurt, vanilla protein powder, and a mushy banana for your mind. Drink it all down. It's nummy. I want vanilla. I want vanilla. Here comes Eric Metaxas.
Uh-oh. Albin, I'm back in the saddle.
No one
can stop me now.
No.
Folks, it's Wednesday.
Yep.
I'm back. I'm in New York City. At least that's what they tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have all these handlers, whatever they tell me. No, I'm in New York City. You're in New York City. We're sitting here in this gorgeous TBN studio. I've been traveling like a maniac. So let me first of all announce who our guests are today. Number one.
One.
Kevin Sorbo. Kevin's become a friend of mine in spite of his rude behavior over the years. I've remained friends with him.
Good.
And he, of course, is the star of innumerable films, mm-hmm. and was Hercules for several generations.
Yeah. But you're still the bigger man because you've
I'm the Hercules of this generation. But in his day, he was Hercules. He's the Johnny Weissmuller of his day. Like, Tarzan was Johnny Weissmuller. Johnny Weissmuller was Tarzan. There are no other Tarzans. There's Johnny Weissmuller. And basically, Kevin's Johnny Weissmuller. He's the Johnny Weissmuller of his day. So if you don't get those references, I can't help you.
Yep.
All right, so
Google them.
Kevin Sorbo is our first guest.
Yes.
And he's always a load of laughs. He really is just wonderful. In hour two, we're downshifting away from Hercules to Myra Adams to talk about a book that she wrote about the Bible for people who don't read the Bible.
Yes.
And that actually is a lot of people. So we're going to have fun with Myra. But I have to catch up our audience on so much has happened in the last week or a few days. I've been traveling like a maniac,
mm-hmm.
and I think I don't know if I mentioned this the other day from the hotel room, but I normally when I travel, you know, I have an okay experience usually, but the other day it was one of those experiences where I was in San Jose. California, speaking mm-hmm. at Calvary San Jose. Mike McClure is the pastor. A real hero. They have been through hell with the San Francisco County, San Francisco, suing them. And I'm getting to know who these really brave, brave pastors are. And at the top of the list, Mike McClure. So I spoke there, and it's always wonderful. I think this is the fourth time I've spoken in San Jose, California. I mean, at his church in San Jose, California. But the next night, which is to say Monday night, I was scheduled to speak at another fantastic church called Father's House in Longview, Washington. So it's Washington State, which is about maybe 40 minutes from Portland or something like that. So I had to travel from, you know, San Francisco Airport to Portland, Oregon. And I got San Francisco, and there was kind of a delay. We couldn't get a flight till whatever. But that flight was delayed and delayed and delayed. And, of course, I'm on Eastern time. Mm. So by the time you get on the flight, you're a zombie, right? And I'm thinking, how am I going to survive tomorrow? Because I'm a zombie. It's like midnight by my body clock, and I should be sleeping. And on the tarmac, the flight is further delayed because they had, like, computer problems on the plane. And so you're sitting there in the day. You know, this is people who travel. You realize sometimes, I don't know, who was it who said that? I'm not paid for performing. I'm paid for traveling. Like, that's the hard part, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, so 2 hour delay. By the time I get to my hotel room, oh, and then the pièce de résistance. Mm. This is the classic, for me at least. If people know me, people who know me personally know that when I have a famous saying, I say that if there's a shuttle bus involved, I'm out. Like whenever there's a shuttle bus involved, like I don't know, no. So I get to the finally I land. It's like 3 a.m. by my body clock.
Yeah,
and I have to get a shuttle bus to my hotel.
Oh boy.
Because there's no cabs, it's the middle of the night, I don't know, whatever. And of course, that was like an endless wait. And, you know, whenever you get to a hotel, whenever you get to an airport, you know, when you're dropped off at the airport, there's sun, and because you're on the upper level. But when you come out of the airport, yeah, in the arrivals, it's always this gray, you know, there's a cement ceiling above you and this kind of hazy fluorescent lights. You know, it's kind of like an antechamber of hell architecturally. So you're standing there, whatever. So by the time I get to the hotel. So anyway, it was just absolutely exhausting. And this is where your faith kicks in. And you say, Lord, what am I missing? Is there a lesson here? For me, Romans 8, 28, all things work together for good. So I don't want to really give a Bible study right now, but it's so interesting when you're really challenged, when you're just so exhausted and angry that everything's going wrong, and it really challenges your faith, and you have to say, okay, do I believe what the Bible says or not? And then you find out, well, mostly you do, but there's still parts of you that are unsanctified, and that's not good. So anyway, but of course, the following day, Monday, I had the privilege of speaking again. This is the second time I've been to the Father's house in Longview, Washington. And I tell you, what a wonderful church. What an absolutely wonderful church in Longview, Washington. The people there were so kind to me. They're like, thank you for coming here. Like, this is, you know, we're in the middle of nowhere. And you, what are you doing here? And I said, let me tell you, it is such a joy and encouragement to me personally because they were so kind. It's a wonderful, wonderful church. Pastor Chuck Tilton and his wife, Nancy. Anyway, lots of stuff to say. Now, in hour two, I will tell you more. But two highlights. Dutch Sheets, some people know Dutch Sheets. He's been on this program. He and I don't really know each other very well, but he featured my book, Letter to the American Church, on his Give Him 15 devotional that he does every day.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you something. That man and that devotional that he does every day, Give Him 15. It's a big deal. It has a huge reach. The Amazon ranking on my book was about 1,000 or something like that.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
It dropped to number 26 yesterday. Yeah. It was in the top 100. It's still in the top 100.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Because of Dutch Sheets. So I want to talk about that in hour two. We'll have a few minutes. And I also want to talk about last night. We're doing this every week, every Tuesday night. We're premiering a Socrates in the City video from our fall series. Last night we premiered James Tour. That, a few hours ago, it had already been seen 5,000 times. I got to tell you, unbelievable, unbelievable. Yeah. So I want to talk about that after Kevin Sorbo and before Myra Adams. Now, tomorrow we have on Naomi Wolf.
Oh, yeah. Get
ready. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Yeah.
Naomi Wolf she's amazing. We love her. She's just a hero in our time. So tomorrow we will talk to her at some length. And actually, now, before we go to Kevin Sorbo, what do we have to mention before we go to Kevin?
SalemNow.com. That's our movie channel and television channel. You have to go there. There's a new presentation. It's called Innovation Race. It's about how China has been getting neck and neck and now starting to pass America and
by stealing
ideas.
Our technology.
Yeah, but
and we're not supposed to steal in case you're scoring at home and you want to know how we feel about stealing. Stealing is wrong.
One thing they didn't steal, though, is the Dober mask. Okay, this is a mask of a Doberman Pinscher. You put it on the head of your cat or puppy. So when you go out, that cat or puppy is patrolling your property.
Alvin, yeah, that is a brilliant invention.
Chinese haven't stolen that. Or the once bitten cookie cutter, right? You can make cookies that look like somebody already took a bite out of them. So nobody
Alvin,
touches
these are genius inventions
but
from
the Chinese,
American mind
that's right,
of Alvin Sadar.
Did not get them. And those are actually a part of another show that you can find at salemnow.com. You know the show.
Oh, I know the show. In fact, it's the talk show starring Eric Metaxas featuring Alvin Sadar. And Alvin, in one of the episodes of the four that you can get at salemnow.com. Now, by the way, those are free. The films, you got to pay something, obviously. But if you go to salemnow.com and we dare you, you got to check out the talk show with Eric Metaxas. You got to find it. You got to search for it. We'll be back with Kevin Sorbo. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Thanks to your support, Patriot Mobile has emerged as one of the leaders in the parallel economy, and they have big news. Patriot Mobile now offers service with all three major networks. This means if you're with the big three and like the service but hate their values, you can access them with Patriot Mobile. They also offer a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. This new year, resolve to stop supporting companies that don't align with your values. They're 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call them at 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Eric. That's patriotmobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Now, you know that I like to joke. I can't help it. It's my love language. Even when I'm being rude, it's my love language. And it's the sixth love language. People don't know there's a sixth. So all those books about the five love languages, I'm sorry, you need to throw them away. They're now obsolete because science has discovered a sixth love language. And as part of that love language, I make fun of all the people that I love, like my friend Kevin Sorbo. Kevin, I haven't even made fun of you yet, but I'm just talking about the concept of it because that's how I show my affection.
Yes, and I know it's coming anyway, so you can tell your audience, but I'm well aware of it.
But it's totally true, right? Like, I mean, I wouldn't if I didn't like you, I'm not going to joke around with you. I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to play it straight. But no, you and your current wife, what's her name? Sam.
Yeah.
You guys,
25 years, but I'm gonna go one more year with her, I think.
25 years. I predict it's going to last. But you, I love the both of you. You were doing many, many heroic things. But I always joke around if somebody says such and such a film, Christian film, and I say, excuse me, is Kevin Sorbo in it? And they go, no, and then it's not a Christian film. Okay? That's just biblical. Yes or no, is he in it?
Yes.
No, it's not a Christian film. Just want to be clear. This, however, what we're going to talk about today, or one of the things we're going to talk about, is a new film, which is going to be in theaters. It's a Fathom event January 26th called Left Behind, Rise of the Antichrist, starring Kevin Sorbo, Corbin Berenson. Rise of the Antichrist sounds like a bummer.
You know, it's a little bit Revelation in there, right? This book takes place 6 months after the rapture. And the movie that portrayed that came out about 8 years ago for the Left Behind guys, the Cloud 10 guys based up in Toronto.
Yeah.
And the role that I took over from Nicolas Cage is the Rayford Steele role, the role of the pilot. And I was very fortunate to direct this one as well. And
what? Wait a minute. You directed this film. All right. Now, then, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for saying that it could be a bummer, because no matter what, if Kevin is starring in it and directed it, I'm just assuming it's going to be inspiring.
And Eric, let's not forget, a year ago, I offered you a role in the movie.
Okay, now listen to me. I am not joking right now. I was very upset that I couldn't do that, because I, maybe it's a blessing in disguise, because what I would do on the screen would put all you guys to shame. I don't like to make my fellow actors look bad. I'm a very generous actor. But sometimes when you give me like a meaty role like that. But seriously, you did offer me a role in it, and it really did upset me. I thought this would be so much fun. So I'm still sorry that didn't work out. But the film is happening even without me, folks. You're wondering.
I know.
How do they put together a film in Hollywood without a big star like Eric Metaxas? I don't know. They do it. So Left Behind, starring Kevin Sorbo and being directed by Kevin Sorbo, is coming out at Fathom Event January 26th. Tell us what you can of the plot.
It, like I said, it deals with 6 months after the rapture. It's following the books written by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins. And it's very, I think, of all the movies they've ever done. In fact, we got the seal of approval from Jerry Jenkins himself. He saw the movie. He came back and said, this is one is by far the best of all the movies they've made from Left Behind. So I take that as honor. I worked with Dallas Jenkins, his son, years ago on a movie called What If, which I highly recommend that movie as well. Dallas is kicking butt right now. Thing called The
is
Chosen.
Is Jerry now in a bitter feud with Nick Cage?
I don't think so. I think he liked Nick Cage in it, but Nick Cage, I don't know. They didn't go back to him. I'll tell you what happened. When that movie came out, my movie God's Not Dead came out at the same time. God's Not Dead, as you know, was a pretty big hit. So they got inundated with mail saying, why do you have Nicolas Cage in the role of Rayford Steele? You should have booked Kevin Sorbo. So they called me up, flew to L.A., and they said, in the next movie, you're going to be in it. So 2 years ago, they said, we got it. We're ready to go. We filmed it a year ago at this time, and here we are. We're going to be on 1,500 screens, January 26th through 29th, leftbehindmovie.com, leftbehindmovie.com. Please go. You can see the trailer. You can see where it's showing near you. Plus, you need to spread the word, because otherwise we only get 4 days in the theaters. We don't have a James Cameron $100 million advertising budget. We need word of mouth.
All right. So, well, that's why you're on this program, because the people who are listening right now are they want to help this be a success. Left Behind, Rise of the Antichrist, starring Kevin Sorbo and directed by Kevin Sorbo. Now, Kevin, after this, I want you and me, I want us to do a comedy where I get to play Nicolas Cage.
Okay. I think we can make that work.
I actually do think that one thing that a lot of people in the faith business have done, we haven't done like comedies that are edgy comedies. I think there's room for some edgy comedies, because I know you and I know your sense of humor. And I think we could pull it off. But that's another subject for another time when my lawyers are present. Seriously, though, the plot of this film, Left Behind, Rise of the Antichrist. So this presupposes the idea of a rapture. Not everybody who listens to this program is convinced of the doctrine of the rapture. And I probably would put myself in the category, but it doesn't matter. It's a concept.
Yeah.
Whether you buy it or not, you kind of go with it. And that's where you are in the film, Rise of the Antichrist. So where is that in the book of Revelation? Where what is that period called? This horrible period,
The tribulation.
Oh yeah, the tribulation period.
Yeah. So this deals 6 months afterwards. All the Christians have been taken away. They've all ascended to heaven, and what's left in the earth is BLM and Antifa. So that's pretty much what's happening on Earth. There's a lot of violence. There's a lot of hate. There's a lot of anger. But there's a lot of people now that are on a soul-searching mission as well as my character, because my wife was taken. My son was taken. And I, the whole time she was a Christian, I never believed. I went to church only on Christmas and Easter, the CEO Christians, as they call them. And it's interesting, the journey that I go on. There's millions around the world on that same journey. But there's millions as well that just say, well, aliens must have come. And we're not, they're always trying to explain everything through science or everything like that. I know people have read the book of Revelation and think it's a great sci-fi chapter, which is fine. My pastor used to tell us when I was a kid, read book of Revelation, it'll scare the hell out of you. So I always thought that was kind of fascinating too. As a kid, it did scare me, but I hope people at least take a look at it and be interested in it. And hopefully they'll open their Bible to that chapter and at least read that chapter and they can come up with their own thoughts, but I hope people show up.
Well, speaking as a literary writer, which I am mean to be, the genre in which the book of Revelation is written is really, it's called apocalyptic literature. But the point is, because the Bible, there's so many genres within the Bible, but I remember before I really was a believer, somehow reading parts of the book of Revelation and finding it utterly chilling, like deeply chilling, in a way that I couldn't explain. I remember thinking, whoa, this feels real. This doesn't read just like some crazy stuff. This feels scary and real. And I think that that's one of the things that we have to say is that there are different genres of writing in the Bible, and the book of Revelation is dramatically different than most of the rest of the Bible. But it is... There's a kind of a gravitas to some of it that I've never seen in anything in my life. But when I remember reading it not as a believer and just being absolutely shaken by how real it seemed. It seemed like God is speaking, but at the time I just wasn't sure.
Well, an atheist friend of mine read it years ago, and he described it as whoever wrote this book looks like he was on an acid trip or something, because it's amazing to see what we could do with our technology today, with our visual effects, to put together that type of movie. It would cost so much money to make that as real as possible, what the book talks about. But I think we're at a stage now, if you had the right person doing it, and don't hire an atheist director, maybe hire somebody who's agnostic or a believer to actually do it. Instead of, you know, in the book, the Noah movie they did with Russell Crowe, they hired an atheist director. And, you know, if you saw that movie, I just kind of went, you got to be kidding me. I mean, they made the angel. It was as my wife Sam said, she goes, this is Waterworld meets Transformers. That's what Noah ended up looking like.
Yeah.
And it bombed by the second weekend because all the bad word of mouth of Christians went like crazy to the theater. Well, next weekend, I said, don't even waste your time.
That's what's so funny, because you can make a film that, and it's not like it was the worst thing in the world, but I mean, my goodness. You're kind of sneering at the very people you would expect would come to see this film.
Yeah.
That's kind of like,
oh, sure. That's on
it's
purpose.
A little bit like Mark Wahlberg and Mel Gibson making Father Stew. In some ways, really terrific movie, but it's wall-to-wall F-bombs. So you're going to lose the youth group contingent. The youth group can't come to see something with F-bombs in it. All right. So this is, before we go to the break, I just want to remind people, folks, Kevin Sorbo stars in and directs the new Left Behind film, which Jerry Jenkins raved about. That's saying something. It's called Rise of the Antichrist with Corbin Berenson, Neil McDonough. And also, just want to be very clear, in theaters January 26th. So you have to see it. It's a Fathom event. If you don't see it when it's there, you know, so it's kind of important. It's a Fathom event, Left Behind with Kevin Sorbo. We'll be right back to talk more with Kevin Sorbo.
Going by some different name, big, bright, shiny, yellow sun.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. And each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start
discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com.
Folks, I'm talking to Kevin Sorbo. Kevin, welcome back.
Good to be back.
You reminded me in the previous segment that you had offered me a role in this film. You're not joking. And I was, because of my schedule, unable to do it. And I'm so sorry that you reminded me of
that.
You were doing
a book tour.
I don't know. Well, people call it a book tour. I had, you know, if somebody books me to speak someplace and they pay me money and there are contracts, I can't just be like, hey, I got a better offer. I'll see you later. That would be, you know, not just wrong, but unethical. But I am sorry that I couldn't be in this film. So when I see the film, I'm going to be weeping. I just want to be very clear. The film is coming out January 26th through the 29th, four nights only.
Yep.
It's a Fathom event. All right. So just to orient people here, okay, this is a sequel to the 2014 Left Behind film that starred Nicolas Cage. So let me just say, like, what ultimately drew you, Kevin Sorbo, to this film when you read the script? What was it about this that spoke to you, so to speak? Because to direct the film, you need to be all in. It's not just a role. You're directing it.
Oh, I also produced as well. I thought I'd throw in another title just in case you didn't get that part. But anyway.
And you were, I understand you were best boy on this film.
I was.
Incredible.
I also catered it. But anyway.
Very, very few people can pull that off. Okay.
I read the Left Behind books a long, long time ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And I've had talks with Tim LaHaye before he passed away about this. I met Jerry Jenkins through a movie I did called What If, and his son Dallas Jenkins directed. And so to me, this was like full circle when they came and asked me to play that role. And I was very excited to be part of that production. I thought it was going to be I thought it was pretty cool.
Are there any car chases in this film?
Yes, there are. Yes.
Will you compare them to the car chase in Bullet or in French Connection? Yes or no? A simple yes or no.
Probably. I got to move into my office now because I'm about to run out of power. So you're going to get a little tour of the house.
Look, we get a tour of the house.
But anyway, there's my daughter. Say hi.
This is cinema verite. This is like a Scorsese tracking shot right out of Goodfellas. Look at this. Oh, my goodness. Where's Rodney Dangerfield? I think he froze up on that. Did he freeze up? Did we lose him? Is he coming back? He may be coming back. I love this. This is so – we're trying to keep it real, folks. We're trying to keep it real. I don't know. We may have lost Kevin. We'll bring him back if we've lost him.
Nice view of my backdrop.
Oh, there he is.
I got all kinds of cool stuff in the backdrop.
Look at you. Look at that sword.
Isn't that fun for your audience?
Not everyone who listens to this program on the radio is even aware that they can watch it. So I always tell people, go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for my newsletter, because we send you these videos. And a lot of it really is fun. Where you are right now, I mean, my goodness, I want to just ask you what's behind you. What is that sword, that magnificent sword? Is that from Hercules?
That is from Hercules. That was the very last day of filming on Hercules. After 7 years on that beautiful set of New Zealand, my props department made that for me. And it says to Kevin Sorbo, Hercules, 1993 to 2000. He said the journey's over, but the legend lives on, is inscripted on there.
Unbelievable. Well, when I think of the kind of shape that you were in when you filmed that. It's an amazing thing.
I miss my body from my 30s, yes.
But I always want to ask people. I've never had the chance to ask Arnold Schwarzenegger, but you know, you look very, very fit. You have had health incidents we've talked about on this program in the past. Do you still work out in the gym? Do you still take that seriously, or is that something that's part of your Hercules past?
No, I work out every day. I worked out before I got Hercules. So in fact, before we did this, I actually got 18 holes of golf in this morning. I worked out for an hour and a half, and you're my fourth interview of the day. So I've been very busy.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to consider 18 holes of golf working out in the gym. Technically, that's not the gym. But I know that you stay fit. You really do stay fit.
I do.
And you stay fit every day. Are you one of these people? I was talking to Roger Stone recently. I don't know if you know Roger, but he was talking about,
I know Roger, sure.
You know, he does that he does these body parts on this day and these body parts on this day and whatever. And I don't have enough time to do that. So I do everything, you know, every third day, which exhausts me. But you break it up, I assume. You've got a home gym or something.
I do. I do cardio every day, and I'll do arms and shoulders one day. I do back and chest one day, and then I do legs the third day. So I only take one day off a week, but I still do cardio pretty much every day.
I just think exercise is important. I don't just mention it to mention it. So I'm glad that you're doing that. So we're talking to you about the new film, and I want to remind people it's only in theaters 4 days. It's a Fathom event, January 26th. Yep. Through 29th, that's coming up real soon. And you said you're already on 1,500 screens. That's a lot of screens, Kevin Sorbo.
It's awesome. And we got 300 screens up in Canada as well. So even the Canucks can watch the movie as well.
Even Canadians can watch this movie. That's unheard of. I think Trudeau needs to shut that down.
You figure Trudeau wouldn't let that in.
I don't think he would if he knew about it, he would let that in. But he's probably on his way to Davos right now. What does he know? Well, so what are some of your favorite scenes in the film? And again, this is the new film, Left Behind: Rise of the Antichrist, takes place during the tribulation period. You obviously play the character that Nick Cage played in the previous version, who is not a Christian.
I'm thinking maybe not. I don't know. But I know that I don't think he did a lot of promotion for that movie when it came out.
No, but what I'm saying is that when you say, no, I'm sorry, I don't mean Nicolas Cage. I mean the character that you play in the film is not a Christian because he's left behind, as the title goes, during the tribulation period. He hasn't been raptured. So the whole point is that the character you play is not a Christian. But so what are some of the scenes that you got to direct that you liked or that you'd want to talk about?
Well, there's near the end of the movie, there's an amazing scene in the UN that takes place. I'm not in that scene at all.
At the UN? With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Folks, I'm talking to Kevin Sorbo about the new film coming out. It's a Fathom event, January 26th through 29th. You've got to see it then. Directed by and starring in it, Kevin Sorbo. That really wasn't a sentence. I take it back. Kevin, what are some of the films, some of the scenes in the film? You mentioned a scene at the UN that we could talk about that you thought were interesting.
Well, it sort of reveals who really the Antichrist is. And I think there's a couple of characters in the movie that I'm not going to give it away, that you don't, you have a good idea, but you don't have a positive idea. And that sort of is the reveal scene. And there's a scene in there with my wife, actually. Sam Sorbo's in it, and my son Braden Sorbo's in the movie as well. And there's a scene that Sam and I do in the church where she's not a believer, and I've come to become a believer, doing my own due diligence and meeting with different people and going to the, back to the church my wife used to go to, which is pretty much deserted now, just homeless people living in there now. But there's a scene in there where she shows up, and we have a really wonderful conversation. I always liked the scene. I didn't know the way it was going to turn out the way it did. But it's kind of hits home for me because it deals with a photo of a picture that I had as a kid in my bedroom. It's a very famous artist that drew this. It's Jesus knocking on the door, but there's no door handle on Jesus.
Holman Hunt.
Thank you very much.
Holman Hunt, Jesus knocking at the door. Yep. I've seen the original of that painting in Oxford, England. It is in a chapel in Oxford, England.
Really?
Yeah. And it's beautiful.
And I've been to Oxford twice. I can't believe it. Next time I go.
It's painted. I hope it's not in Cambridge. I'm pretty sure it's Oxford, England. But anyway, it's in a chapel, and it's so beautiful. But you're saying that inspired you, that was painted about 120 years ago, but you're saying that something about that famous painting inspired you somehow.
Yeah, but well, that painting was in my room since I was a kid, and they wrote a scene for me talking about that. And I'm talking about Sam's character, who's agnostic. She just doesn't understand. She doesn't get it. She knew my wife very well. They were both friends. And I talk about that scene saying, you know, he's knocking on the door right now of your door. He doesn't have the handle. The only way for him to come into your life is for you to open that door. And it ended up being a very emotional scene for both of us. And I think it's one of the most powerful scenes in the movie. And I hope people, it hits them the same way it hit me while I did that scene.
Was I going to be in that scene if I was in this film?
No.
Thank God. I don't want to hear anything like that. It'll make me feel even worse.
Okay, I won't tell you.
it'll make me feel even worse. Well, I got to ask you kind of a basic question. Where do audience, if people want to find tickets to this, like what's the way to do that? Because I know that these Fathom events, it's a little different. So what's the best way for folks to find
that? All they got to do is go to the site. It's leftbehindmovie.com. Very simple. Leftbehindmovie.com. They can see the trailer, put in their zip code. It shows you what theaters by them. And trust me, we're in 1500 screens. So hopefully it's going to be near wherever you are living here in the good old US of A.
Even in New York City, where I live?
Wow, we know it's a pretty atheistic place there, but we're trying to save a few people in that.
You know
city.
Something? I'll tell you the truth. This is what's so interesting. The kind of the globalist elitists, you know, in places like New York, obviously, are pretty secular. But I'm telling you, in the boroughs, the immigrants, the more ethnic groups, people of color, they're mostly people of faith, and people need to know that about New York City.
So surprisingly, God's Not Dead did very well in New York City.
Yeah, no, people need to know that. So what else are you working on? You're always very, very busy. This is obviously a huge, huge thing for you, the culmination of a lot of effort, not just to star in, but to direct a big film like this. What is on the horizon? What else are you doing besides playing golf and working out?
All three of those movies that I shot, including Left Behind, were shot in 2021. And all three of those movies are coming out this year. One is the Reagan movie with Dennis Quaid as the president. I play his pastor in it. That'll be out later this summer. And then I did the other movies called Miracle in East Texas. Miracle in East Texas, yes. True story set in 1930 about the largest oil find in the history of the world there in Kilgore, Texas. That's coming out later this year as well. I directed that one as well. And then I've got five movies I just shot over 2022, and they will all be out in either the end of this year or some will come out early next year. And I'm booked for five movies this year. I'm shooting in Thailand.
I don't believe I'm in any of these movies.
We're going to talk about this.
If I am, I'm prepared to do my own stunts. I'm not afraid.
Okay, good.
I'm not afraid, okay?
I got one in North Carolina. I got one in L.A., which I'm shocked because initially I was going to shoot in Houston, but they moved it to all places of L.A., so I got to go back to that city.
LA.
But let me talk to them. We might have a role for
I'm
you.
Ready to do my own stunts. I can do luge, whatever you need. Whatever you need me to do. Is there a luge chase?
Luge
I'm in.
Is very big. Luge is huge in Los Angeles.
I'm not afraid of ice burns. I'm not afraid of any of it. I'm ready to go. Okay, right. So the Reagan film, when is that coming out?
I don't have an exact date. I heard late spring, early summer, but that's going to be out. I know they've had a lot of edits on it because it's such a long movie because it deals with him from high school till he passes away. So a big, huge cast in that one.
Does Dennis Quaid play him as an infant?
He does not.
He does not. No.
Yeah, he wasn't able to pull that
See,
one
See, if
off.
It was Bobby De Niro, he would have lost enough weight to play him as an infant. He's willing to do that as an actor.
Just his face would look like a prune, but beyond that, it's okay.
I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited about the Reagan film. And I've been, involved with that over the years. Just my friend Mark, one of the main producers, trying to raise the money. And so proud of him getting Dennis and so on to be in that film. And so you play the pastor of, what is it, Bel Air Presbyterian?
It's during his youth, when he was in high school and college.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. But you play that role. Now, do they have a different character playing? I mean, do they have a different actor? Or is it Dennis Quaid playing him as a teenager? Because I was joking around before.
No, it's David Henry's playing him.
Okay.
So he was very famous off the Disney Channel and great guy. He did a great job, actually. He was perfect as him. So I'm trying to make sure I'm saying his. I might have said his dad's name instead.
Well, we have time for one short.
David Henry.
We have time for one short segment. If you can hang on for another couple of minutes, and I want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot stop reminding you, we're doing a fundraiser for CSI. This is basically your last chance. And I'm asking you, if you haven't done this, this is a big deal. We're freeing slaves in Sudan. This is real. You go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please be generous. Whatever you can do, this is just an extraordinary, beautiful, beautiful thing. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Right at the top, you'll see the banner. Don't miss this, please. We'll be right back. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Kevin Sorbo. Yes, Kevin Sorbo. Perhaps you've heard of him. He is not only the man many of us think of as Hercules, but he's the guy starring in the new Left Behind film, Rise of the Antichrist. He also directed the film, is one of the producers on the film, and it opens up. It's a Fathom event on 1,500 screens January 26th to 29th, so it's kind of key that you check it out. I just have to ask you, Kevin, a film like this, why would you, who made this film, say that it's important right now? What is it about this story that is important?
Well, I feel like the rapture's already happened. Look at the world right now, or it's about to happen with all the violence and hate and anger in the world. So I'm thinking this is almost perfect timing for it. We actually made it very modern day. We do talk about a pandemic. So it's interesting. I think people will love the feel of it. It's edgier than any of the other Left Behind movies they've done before. It's darker, but there is movies that I like to do. There's hope in there. So we'll see what happens. The reaction of people. But so far, people have seen it. They absolutely love it.
Well, it is interesting when you talk about what we've been through the last couple of years, and you want to say to people to be really serious. Folks, you don't know how bad it can get. You have only tasted a little bit. You think of people who lived through the Holocaust. I think through people who are in Uyghur Muslim prison camps in China today. There are people going through hell, and we have just tasted it in this country. And I know that the only answer to all of these problems is the God of the Bible is turning to him. And if this film can help you do that, or you can bring a friend who's not on the same page as you, because we know it's going to be an entertaining film. It's an exciting film. It's not a dull religious film. This is important. So, yeah, Kevin, I think that, for people to understand that you think things are bad now or you think things have been bad, you have no idea what how bad things can get if we don't turn to God. Let's be blunt.
I'm with you. I hope people do check it out because I think there's a very strong and powerful message in here. And once again, it's word of mouth that keep these things in theaters because theater owners don't care what they show. They want to sell popcorn and sodas. So if you're tired of people keep telling me they're tired of what Hollywood's putting out there with all the anger and hatred they put out there. And they say, please keep making movies like you're moving. Well, I'm making them, but you guys got to come out to support them.
Well, this one, as we know, we've been saying it, is a Fathom event, January 26th through 29th. I can't wait for this. Is there a premiere someplace or no?
Nope. This is the premiere is the day, opening day, January 26th. We've had some screenings on it, but it was nothing. There wasn't like some big red carpet event or anything.
And you're not going to appear at one of these premieres.
No.
I'm going to appear at one of the premieres. It's just not going to be publicized.
Well, I'm going to show up here locally here in West Palm Beach area, but I don't know which theater I'm going to yet.
Yeah. You're not ever showing at Mar-a-Lago or something like that?
That'd be good to have that because I met somebody there that told me that's what they do. So, I think why not do that?
I would come down for that just to hang with you at Mar-a-Lago. well, look, we joke around, but this is important stuff. And as you know, Kevin, I'm proud of you and Sam for what you're both doing. People you'll never meet, you've influenced them and blessed them. And this is just the latest. People can find you at kevinsorbo.net. If they want to go to Israel with you, you and Sam are doing a trip really soon. A couple of spots left. Folks, go to kevinsorbo.net. Your tweets are next level. I follow you on Twitter. The film, again, Left Behind, Rise of the Antichrist, Fathom event opening January 26th through 29th. Kevin, my friend, God bless you.
I got to give you a website for it's sorboisraeltrip.com. Sorboisraeltrip.com. And actually, a better website to go to than kevinsorbo.net is sorbostudios.com. Sorbostudios.com. It's my site mixed in with my wife's, and it's got all kinds of much more information.
Bingo.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.